Now verse 10's interesting. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. I think what he's trying to say there is that you can come up with all the opinions you want, all the counsel you want, but God is not going to pay the slightest attention to what your good ideas are if you are among the heathen or the unbelievers. That's why we should be so careful whose advice we take, because ungodly people, godless people, will advise us to take vengeance when we're wronged, though Jesus said that we should turn the other cheek. They will advise us to take all we can get out of life. Yet Jesus said, the greatest among you shall be your servant. It's a matter of giving, not getting, that makes you successful in life. So you see what I mean. The Lord brings the counsel of the heathen to naught, and we had better get good, godly counsel. We'd better walk in the ways of righteous people. Verse 11, of course, the counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. And God's given us the scriptures, hasn't he? We can read the Bible and know what God thinks about a certain thing. What a wonderful resource we have. Verse 12 is one of my favorites in the Psalms. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. You know, here in the United States of America, we are still benefiting from the godliness of the early pilgrims and Puritans who founded this country as a nation under God. The forefathers of ours who framed the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and our early government were godly or God-fearing men. And our nation has been blessed because it was established as a nation whose God was the Lord. Now we've slid a long way down from that, and it's up to you and me to make a difference and to turn our nation back around through our prayers and our activity. And I believe that God wants to do that. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Verse 16, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. What does that mean? That means that a king cannot depend on a big army to win his battles for him. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A mighty man can't depend on his fighting skill and his muscle. Verse 17, and horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. You know, in the days that this was written, a mounted soldier had great advantages over soldiers on foot. A soldier on a horse could, if he was outnumbered, he could run away quickly. Nobody could catch up with that horse. But this is saying that you must not depend on your horse for safety, for deliverance, because God is the one that gives safety. In fact, verse 18 says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. So verse 15, 16, 17, excuse me, just verses 16 and 17, say that a king cannot be saved by a mighty army. A mighty man is not protected by his great strength. A horse, although it's big and powerful and fast, is not to be depended upon for deliverance. No, verse 18 says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. And it's in God that we need to hope, not in the material deliverances that we can put together, not in our own answers to our own problems, not in horses and muscles and mighty armies. No, God must deliver us. It's God that keeps us safe.